Classic Hits 96.7. Bob Seger, 7:40 in the morning. Okay, Dawn, I want you to put your your thinking cap on.
Okay.
You work for the FBI.
Oh, I do. Okay? How fun.
You work for the FBI, Homeland Security.
Oh, even
and
better.
And all of a sudden, one day, you get this message sent to you. 2 days ago, a renowned American journalist went missing while on assignment abroad. Although the city where the journalist was last seen has very few surveillance cameras on its streets, local authorities were able to provide us with some surveillance footage taken near the journalist's hotel during the days leading up to the disappearance. From the footage, we see that the journalist was kidnapped from the front of the hotel and taken away in an unmarked van. Unfortunately, we can also observe the kidnappers destroying the journalist's mobile phone, making it impossible to track their route via GPS. Locals have also reported drone activity in the area leading up to the event. A criminal investigation well known for using drones in their kidnap for ransom schemes has claimed responsibility for the incident. Your mission is to locate the missing journalist and hostage taker's current position and facilitate the recovery of the journalist and take actions to prevent another incident from happening.
Yeah, if I'm on the case, that journalist is screwed. Sorry.
But if you're a member of the class from Terra State Community College and Assistant Professor Michael Dagnalt, he is with us this morning on the other end of our line. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm doing pretty good this morning.
Good.
You did this competition with your students, and it was done with other colleges around the U.S., correct?
Correct.
So did you have that exact scenario?
Yes. So the scenario itself is given. That's the exact scenario across all the schools.
That's actually not a lot of information to go on. One would think, like I said, the journalist, yes, sorry, buddy.
So what did your students do?
So the story that they give you tasks after that. Each task, it starts off from easiest to hardest. In task one, for instance, there was a copy of the journalist's home directory in their laptop, and it was our mission to pretty much gather the information, analyze it, and determine what was important and what was not.
So as you go on throughout the competition, do you actually get extra clues to where you might find the journalist or the person?
Correct. So after you get the information from task one, you move into the further tasks. One of the tasks is based on an accelerometer, which is a wristwatch. Most people have them today. Mm-hmm. They're in Apple. Fitbit has some. And for instance, in one of the other tasks, it says by using the credentials in the decrypted file, we are able to download the journalist's accelerometer data. So what they need you to do is take the accelerometer data, calculate how fast she was physically moving in the van. After that, you have to look at the city, a map of the city, and the traffic lights in the city and determine out of probably a good 100 blocks which direction they had taken her from the hotel.
So it's one big puzzle that the students solve.
Correct.
And when they went through all of this, they were able to determine where the journalist was and be able to get her back. And you did this in competition with other students that are doing the same course of study that are all over the U.S. in some pretty impressive schools. And where did you place?
So we placed 14th out of 452 schools.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
And some of the schools beneath you were schools like Harvard, correct?
Correct.
And what others?
Well, in the top 50, there was only two-year institutions that actually placed. We were the only ones that placed in the top 25.
Wow.
But we were up there. We actually was ahead of Purdue. The Ohio State was involved, the University of Michigan. So a lot of big-name four-year institutions.
What goes into preparing for something like this competition?
Well, in 2017, Terra State, the professor, I came on in 2017, the professor, she's still there, Haley Crabtree, was able to obtain the recognition by the NSA and Homeland Security as a Center of Academic Excellence in Cyber Defense. So that was really the first step to preparing for this, because you have to have that recognition to be involved. But most of the students from that point on have to go through, in our program, some skills that involve network administration, server management. They also, in her series of courses, deal with computer programming, the languages of computers. Then towards the end of their time at Terra, we get more into the cyber defense. So they really have to have that background before we get into cybersecurity stuff. They have to understand all of the inner workings before that. So
these
there's quite a bit before this started.
So these students will then be able to go on, and I'm sure are very much looked at for jobs doing the same thing, correct?
Yeah, I was actually at the NSA Homeland Security Conference that they host every year, and I was speaking to the recruiter from the NSA, and she had advised me that they look heavily at this challenge for students and potential recruits.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, it was a great story to hear about, and the fact that a 2-year college was able to do that is awesome, and that is a testament to what you folks do there.
With this degree that the kids are earning through this program, do they need then to go on to get a 4-year degree, or what is their next step?
So when I first started there, I sat down with Haley, the existing professor, and we came up with a couple plans to try to get these students to compete with 4-year schools. So our biggest push was certificates. Most of our students walk away with anywhere from 20 to 30 industry certificates on top of their degree. So a lot of employers I've talked to, they are ecstatic about hiring these students over 4-year schools because these students have industry certs as opposed to just having the degree behind them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Well, next time you have something come up like that, please let us know, because it certainly is a lot of there's a lot of students that don't necessarily go to a 4-year college and would love to be able to do something that's right along that line. So if people have more questions about what you did, is there some phone number that they might be able to call and ask?
Well, they can always call over to Terra State about our program if they had questions about our program specifically. The school there, we have plenty of great people working the phones regularly. That number is 419. Well, my number for my office is 419-559-2117.
Okay. All right, Michael. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And
congratulations to your students and to your program.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Thank you.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Michael Dagnall, who is a assistant professor from Terra State Community College.
I love that.
Up in Fremont.
It's almost like they're playing like the game of Clue or something, but it could be they go on to do this in real life and make really important impact to real life.
Life impacting things.
I know.
So, all right.
Congratulations.
Yes.